They were breaking their agreement not to argue on vacation. Rolling past the roadside rows of corn, when a southbound truck come drifting across the center line. A red jerks the wheel and hits the horn. Petty conversation fades so quickly as that wave of adrenaline splashed. They rest for a moment on the shoulder. Peck says, let's stop and get some gas. Oh, there's something about the timing as they pull off in the town. No one comes out from the station. Peck goes in to look around. Inside, Peck can hear a conversation from underneath the truck up off the floor. One voice echoes in the wheel well, says, Bill, I don't know what to do no more. There's a silence as Bill's ratchet stops in mid-swing. Carly says, I never thought you'd ask. Here you crawl by my station 4 times a day, never more than 1 toe on the gas. Stop messing with your timing. Well, it ain't your point, so dwell. Let that engine feel its power. Once in a while, just give her hell. Blow the carbon out. Peg's been looking at a poster for a barn dance as that fender well discussion turned her ear, until a disengaged part between her head and her heart quietly slips into ear. She says, Ray, what do we pay for therapy? 75, maybe 100 now. Seems the more we analyze every little thing, the more it seems that everything turns sour. Too much thinking about our timing, and on all these points we. What we really need is this barn dance. Let's get a room, we might as well blow the carbon out. That night, Peck could swear she'd seen the fiddle man before. It's something about the way he stands up there. But it isn't till he leans down to take a request that she smells transmission oil in his hair. Fiddle Bill can see it's been a long time since they've danced. It's written in the light across her face. And he thinks, what a shame someone could leave their fiddle locked up that long in its cage. They move in perfect timing, do-si-do left and right. Shadows dancing in the rafters, gypsy moth around the light. Blow the carbon. Tomorrow. in the morn at the motel. Ray says, Peg, I can remember when I slept so well.